Well, the choppy start to the week and month is continuing. In fact, the ASX 200 is back in the winner's column, lifting by approximately 0.7%, which means that the ASX 200 is now above 6,800 points as well. So to give you a sense of the choppiness we've seen recently, we haven't had the market heading in the same direction for two consecutive days now in 1 week since the middle of February. And that's had a bit to do with the movements in the bond market that's caught the market somewhat by surprise. Today, one thing which had received quite a bit of attention so far is an update on economic growth for the December quarter, which has come in above what the market was anticipating. In fact, the Aussie economy grew by 3.1% over that three-month period, well above the market's expectations of around 2.5% growth. And also the September quarter's growth figure was upwardly revised as well, slightly to 3.4%. So that seemed to coincide with a little bit of a push higher for the Australian share market around that time, which was 11:30 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Now, there's not a huge amount of company news today, but really we're being held up by two sectors at the moment, primarily the mining sector, which is up strongly, and to a lesser extent, the banks, which are also managing to lift. The rest of the market is a little messier and fragmented at this stage, with companies like Afterpay and Xero holding the market back most. Now, BHP is up around 2.7%, around a record high. Rio Tinto is up 1%, which is very close to the record high, which was hit just yesterday. And this is ahead of both companies trading ex-dividend tomorrow for their biggest dividends ever. As far as yield goes, the dividend's around 2.5% of BHP's current share price, and in Rio Tinto's case, it's about 4%. So we'll wait and see how that stock reacts tomorrow. Rio's chairman, Simon Thompson, has also announced his resignation today, saying he ultimately should be held accountable for the destruction of the Juukan Gorge rock shelters in WA. Nine Entertainment is a little higher as well. It promoted the current head of the streaming service Stan to the CEO of the whole group, and that's effective from the start of next month. Stan has certainly been Nine's fastest growing division recently. In fact, profits have more than doubled over the past half, and costs have jumped by approximately 10%. The Aussie dollar finally sitting at around 78.3 US.